So last night, Fox News aired Megyn Kelly's interview with Donald Trump. We have both Megyn and Donald on the phone to talk about it. Thanks for calling in, guys.
No, thank you for having us.
Yes, it's a huge honor to talk to me. Huge.
Great job with the interview, Megyn.
Oh, well, thank you, Mark. That's nice of you to say.
Yeah, Megyn, it was really impressive to see someone with a tiny lady brain manage to string words together to form sentences. So inspiring.
Donald, please, don't, none of that.
Okay, fine. You're right. I'm sorry.
So did anything interesting happen after the cameras stopped rolling?
Well, actually, once it was over, we both just went our separate ways.
That's right. I went home, sent out a few insult-laden tweets, went to bed, and definitely didn't have a sex dream about Megyn Kelly. Pretty boring stuff.
Wait, you had a sex dream about Megyn?
Ew.
No, open your ears, loser. I said I didn't have a sex dream about Megyn Kelly, in which she shocked me in the nipples with a cattle prod and screamed out, "Who's in charge?" And I replied, "You are Mistress Kelly, vixen of the night." I didn't.
Donald, the way that you're volunteering these details kind of makes it seem like you did.
I think I'm going to be sick.
You know, you morons aren't listening to me. Look, I said I did not have a vivid, confusing, albeit delightful sex dream about Megyn Kelly, in which she completely dominated and humiliated me while I wore one of those gimp outfits with the mask with the zipper. I did not, okay? I did not have a sex dream that is an indication that subconsciously I'm in love with Megyn Kelly and my deep-seated affection manifests itself as some sort of twisted sadomasochistic night terror. Didn't. Learn how to listen, okay?
Can I hang up now? Because I'm hanging up now.
I think it would be best if we all did. Thank you for calling in, Donald and Megyn.
It was your pleasure, believe me. Speaking of pleasure, I am not currently aroused because I'm thinking about the dream I did not have. Did not have. And I definitely will not put the Megyn Kelly mask that I had custom made onto Melania's face while I try to recreate the dream, which never took place, by the way.
Goodbye, Donald.
Which reminds me, I need to text Melania and remind her the safe word is love. We picked that word because neither of us hardly ever say it. We never do.
Thank you, Donald.